addressed a student as Miss to avoid using the student's preferred first name after Picard was told that the student used he, him pronouns. Douglas County District Attorney Suzanne Valdez put out a statement on August 31st regarding the Lawrence PD's communication team sharing videos related to active investigations on social media. She says the videos are edited and not representative of entire incidents for which individuals may or may not be charged. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
In Riley County, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment recorded 140 new COVID-19 cases, as well as a COVID-related death between August 20th to the 26th. KDHE reported the incident rate is 188.8, which places Riley County in the high category with more than 100 cases per 100,000 people. The COVID-related death in Riley County was a 95-year-old unvaccinated female. Assets were seized from a grocery store in Rush County by the Kansas Department of Revenue for non-payment of sales tax on Tuesday. According to the Kansas Department of Revenue, tax warrants were executed against the Rush County Grocery by KDOR agents and the Rush County Sheriff's Office for non-payment of sales tax, totaling just over $67,000. The warrants were filed in Rush County against owners Henry and Jennifer Montiel. All seized assets are set to be sold at a public auction. Proceeds from the sale would go towards paying delinquent taxes. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed.
It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free, and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Omaha police believe a burglary suspect now in custody could be tied to more than $1 million in damages to commercial air conditioning units in the area. Joe Claypool, 44, is in custody for two burglary cases. In one of the cases, he's accused of cutting out four large coils in a commercial air conditioner. The damage was estimated at $150,000. He's also tied to a theft case near 84th and Maple, where security footage caught someone removing the camera on the loading dock. Investigators know there are a number of cases with expensive damaged commercial AC units. Detectives are now looking to make a connection with this burglary suspect. A new gender identity policy issued for Catholic schools by the Archdiocese of Omaha is being put on hold. Under the new policy, set to go into effect January 1st of next year, students may be expelled and teachers could be fired if they ask to be identified as a transgender. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The heat of summer is upon us. At Yoder Meats, we think a great way to beat the heat is outdoor cooking. We've got everything you need to do it upright. So stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location this week and get the brats, burgers, steaks, ribs, and all the other meat you need. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and 3 locations in Wichita.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week discussed the 2023 budget and will move forward publishing the summary with a proposed levy of 45.563 mils. A revenue neutral rate and budget hearing is planned Monday, September 12th at 8:30 a.m. The proposed levy is down 1.508 from 2022 and 3.531 mils from 2021, but exceeds the revenue neutral rate by just over a mil. Architect, engineer, and county sheriff were present and heard that estimates for a new jail facility had risen from $10 to $13 million since May. They decreased the cost by some $1 million, taking out street construction and adopting other changes. A redesign with reduced square footage will be drafted, and a new cost estimate is expected at the next meeting. Road and Bridge reported they'll submit two bridges for the bridge program grants to be replaced, one in Walnut Township on Pheasant Road, the other in Guitard Township on 24th Road. Marshall County Health Nurse said they'll offer a drive-through flu clinic Wednesday, October 5th, 9 to 6, at the former Walmart parking lot. The health department will need to close that day due to staff being utilized at the clinic. The recent tax sale was completed week before last. 12 of 13 tracts sold for a total of $8,700. Washington County Commissioners' last meeting discussed ways to fund the ambulance service with ideas from the county treasurer. An option is to levy an ambulance tax, suggesting up to 3 mils, which could generate some $500,000 annually, or split the 1% sales tax. In order to get started, the treasurer suggested transferring the multi-use accounts back to the county general funds to generate cash flow. Some $8.2 million is currently in reserve. A mill levy could not be adopted until 2024 due to budgeting. Discussion included use of remaining American Rescue Plan funds, which amount to $340,000. Effective September 1st, EMS personnel from the Hanover area will be employed by the City of Washington EMS, and both service locations will operate under the Washington permit. Dale Easterman and Elmer Hattisall asked permission to put a bronze tablet in the foyer of the courthouse in memory of Korean and Vietnam veterans who gave their lives during the war. They asked for help with funding, which was approved. The names of those given in the Korean War, Robert Fleer, Raymond Holsch, Henry Weckerly, and in the Vietnam War, John Hewitt, Michael Martin, Gene Myers, and Laverne Tegmeyer. Dale Easterman is asking the public notify him by September 15th if they know of anyone missing from the list, or contact the county clerk. Nemahal County Commissioners adopted the revenue neutral rate after a public hearing with no public comments and then followed with a hearing on the budget. Frieda Dobbins expressed concerns with an increase in valuation for her property. Taxes will be considerably higher in 2022. She stated the importance of commissioners trying to cut costs where necessary to avoid having to increase the amount of ad valorem tax collected. The budget was later approved unanimously as published. Emergency preparedness advised commissioners. Nemahal County has been chosen to participate in a pilot project for foot and mouth disease associated with livestock. Bruce Bachman met with commissioners asking for paving on a 4-mile stretch of a Nightingale Turnpike between 120th Road and Highway 9. Commissioners will look at cost estimates to try to improve safety of traveling on the road while Highway 187 is closed. Planning Commission members reminded commissioners new appointments need to be made soon. Motions were approved to reappoint Andy Grove, Michelle Schmilsley, and Charity Henry to 3-year terms on the Planning Commission effective October 1st. Following discussion, consensus was to use a paper ballot only for survey responses for a plan, with surveys to be sent out next week. Gerald Feldkamp was appointed to the Centralia Fire District. Nemahal County Commissioners will not meet the week of September 5th. Their next meeting Monday, September 12th. A fatality accident south of Wymore Friday evening claimed two lives, including a Marysville man. Christian Crouch, age 31 of Marysville, reportedly crossed the center line of U.S. 77 near Sycamore Road, some 4 miles south of Wymore, colliding with James Gallahue, age 72, Fort Collins, Colorado. Both drivers were pronounced dead at the scene. It is believed speed and cell phone usage may have been factors in the accident, claiming the lives Friday of Christian Crouch, age 31 of Marysville, and James Gallahue, age 72 of Fort Collins, Colorado. County offices will be closed Monday for Labor Day. The annual Palmer Labor Day Fun Day continues Monday. The car show, park your tractor, and craft show run 9 until 2. They'll have quarter carnival, 10:30 until 1:30, with kids games Monday afternoon and a parade at 2:30. A series of GED classes will be offered in Marysville this fall. Enrollment in GED to complete requirements for the State High School Diploma will improve literacy and increase opportunities for better employment. Marshall County Lifelong Learning will offer GED enrollment for the fall semester, September 6th, 7th, and 8th, from 4 until 7 p.m., at the Lincoln Center at 405 North 4th Street in Marysville. For additional details, contact Catherine Ray at 785-713-1493. Maureen J. Mosier, age 92 of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Maureen Mosier. Raymond L. Lindquist, age 95, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Memorial service planned Thursday, 10:30 at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Interment in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 6 until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Ray Lindquist. John Delmer Gertis, age 89, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home. Wymore in charge of arrangements for Delmer Gertis.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Landall Company's success story continues to be written by their loyal and dedicated team members. Landall congratulates their employees on another successful year with an incentive bonus of 12.76% or 6.64 weeks of pay. With many career opportunities available, Landall offers career advancement, stable employment, and benefits that include profit sharing, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, fuel allowance, comprehensive health insurance, and much more. Start your new chapter at Landall today. Apply online at Landall.com, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming vets and disabilities.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying partly sunny today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the lower 70s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s throughout Missouri. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid 60s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny and a bit warmer throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 80s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the lower to mid 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid 80s throughout Missouri. And mostly clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny and warmer throughout Wednesday and Thursday before cooling off on Friday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early September, 85, record high, 112. The average low, 62, and the record low, 43. Sunset this evening, 7:56. Sunrise in the morning, 6:58.
New Faces Old Lot. Located in the old CNC Auto Sales building, the guys at Crown Over Auto Sales have exactly what you're looking for. From cars, trucks, SUVs, boats, anything with a motor, if you're looking for it, they can find it. Stop by and check them out 7 days a week or online at crownoverautosales.com. Now with full-time auto detailing.
The Dodgers continue to dominate. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. On Sunday Night Baseball, the Dodgers look to win the rubber game of a weekend series with the Padres. Bottom seven, Dodgers up by two for Trace Thompson.
Now the 1-0. Thompson with a shot to left. A pinch hit, three-run home run for Trace Thompson. Oh, did he crush it?
The call on Dodgers radio, AM 570. Thompson put his stamp on the game with that three-run shot. Los Angeles beat San Diego 9-4. The AL best Astros were also in Southern California in their own rubber game facing the Angels. It was over early. Top two, Kyle Tucker put a charge into this one with a man on.
First pitch to Kyle Tucker. And Kyle drives it deep to right field. Going back on it is Ward at the wall looking up. See you later! Kyle Tucker with a two-run blast.
The call on KBME. Houston would pile on after that en route to a 9-1 shellacking of the Angels. U.S. Open tennis. Nick Kyrgios secured his first career berth in the quarterfinals by upsetting top-seeded Daniil Medvedev in four sets. Also securing their first berth in the quarterfinals, 18-year-old American Coco Gauff, who defeated Shuai Zhang in straight sets. Back to baseball. The Nationals took down the Mets 7-1. The Atlanta Braves closed within one game of New York, dispatching the Marlins 7-1. The red-hot Mariners down Cleveland 6-3 to win their seventh in a row. One college football game on the schedule. Chip Kelly's debut as head coach at LSU. The Tigers mixing it up with Florida State after getting the ball back on their own goal line after an FSU fumble. Down 24-17 with a minute 20, the Tigers drove all the way downfield and scored with no time left, but missed the extra point. And the Seminoles held off LSU, winning 24-23. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Something changing with your student school meals. School meals will no longer be free to all families unless they apply and qualify for free and reduced price meals. Nutrition is an important part of learning. Kansas schools and child nutrition staff work hard to ensure students have access to tasty and nutritious meals each school day. Applying for free and reduced price meals is fast and easy. To learn more and see if your household qualifies, contact your local school today.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education and this station.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA's Economic Research Service reporting the interest expense ratio of farms was 0.04 in 2020. That remains in line with long-term trend and initial forecasts despite the pandemic. COVID reduced demand for ag commodities, and the interest expense ratio calculated by dividing interest expenses by the sum of the value of production and government payments for a given year. Interest expenses are the cost incurred by farm operations when debt is used to finance farm activities. USDA forecast in February of 2020 predicted interest expenses for 2020 to be at $18 billion with a predicted interest expense ratio of 0.04. Now, by February of this year, interest expenses for 2020 estimated to be slightly higher than predicted at $19.4 billion. As February estimates showed that while the value of production was lower than initially forecast, government payments were higher. America's farmers and ranchers will soon have the opportunity to be represented in the nation's only comprehensive and impartial ag data for every state, county, and territory. USDA will mail the 2022 Census of Agriculture to millions of ag producers across 50 states and Puerto Rico this fall. The 2022 Census of Agriculture will be mailed in phases, starting with an invitation to respond online in November, followed by paper questionnaires in December. Farm operations of all sizes, urban and rural, which produced and sold or normally would have sold $1,000 or more of ag products in 2022 are included in the Ag Census. collected to service to American agriculture since 1840. Now conducted every 5 years by the National Ag Statistics Service, the census tells the story and shows the value of U.S. agriculture. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, and here's your latest Larry Steckline Ag Report.
A lot of agreement around the country, friends, that the cattle industry and policymakers agree that we need to increase U.S. beef packing capacity. And, boy, I tell you what, there's a lot of stuff got brewing out there. I just saw that Amarillo area's got a new packing, not a new one. They're increasing the size of the one that they have, tripling it in slaughter capacity. And I got to tell you, that's good news. We've got brand new plants going in Nebraska and Missouri. It's going to be a while before they come online. It's taking some time to get that done. But this is kind of interesting. As you all know, I spent a good amount of time, 15 years, at the stockyards in Wichita back in the 60s. And at that time, most of the fat cattle in this country were sold there. But it started to go direct about the time I got there. And we fought that. Our auction market, stockers and feeders, we sold fat cattle too. People that buy fat cattle, the packers, they talked the feeders into bringing them direct. In any event, right now, there's some efforts being made to change rules that I didn't even know was in place. I didn't know it was illegal for an auction market owner to be part of a slaughtering plant, to have ownership in it or any kind of interest in a plant itself. They want to get that changed, and there's a lot of people behind it. National Cattlemen's Association, American Sheep Industry, the pork producers, many state-based groups, they're all behind that, and well, they should be. There isn't anybody in this country that's done a better job of producing an area where we get top dollar for feeder cattle than the auction markets in this country. Without them, it'd be a disaster, especially if all you had to do was go direct. So in any event, to get them involved in the packing industry might be, just might be, a good step. I bet we'll be hearing more about that later. Hope you stay tuned to the Steckline Report.
And again, it was your Steckline Ag Report. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth-wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers. You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build-your-own RVs. Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Beatrice 77 livestock sales will be closed Monday, September 5th for Labor Day. They will resume sales every Monday in September. Their next cattle and hay sale Monday, September 12th. Call with early consignments. Beatrice 77 livestock sales. Find additional details online at beatrice77livestock.com.
Is your household growing or shrinking? We take a look at the evolving American household on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Labor Day, Monday, September 5th, the 248th day of the year. Comedian Bob Newhart shares a birthday with actor Michael Keaton, and Old West outlaw Jesse James was born in 1842. If the family is together for the holiday, take a head count and see how you stack up against the average household. The average American household size has been steadily shrinking for the past 100 years, until recently, that is. In 1915, the average household had 4.5 people. By the 60s, that number had shrunk to 3. By 2006, there were 2.5 people per home. But the most recent census data shows a reversal of that trend. Economic constraints are keeping more young adults at home, and grown children are making room for parents and grandparents. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. KU head football coach Lance Leipold has been under the helm for just one season, but the Jayhawks are liking what they're seeing. Leipold signed a one-year extension through the 2027 football season, and he'll make $3.5 million in the final year of the deal. That's according to ESPN. Leipold signed a six-year contract with KU in his first season. Leipold went 2-10, but progress was made, like beating Texas. BetMGM and the Kansas City Chiefs announced a multi-year partnership on Thursday morning upon the dawn of legalized sports betting in Kansas. The partnership between the gambling company and the Chiefs will bring signage inside GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. BetMGM content will be featured across the Chiefs' digital channels, along with special offers and prizes for fans and season ticket holders. With Thursday's launch in Kansas, BetMGM now has a presence in 24 states. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth-wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Washburn University put on a clinic in its 2022 season opener, taking down Lincoln University of Missouri with ease, 45-3 on Thursday night at Yeager Stadium. The Ichabods will be in action Thursday night against Central Missouri at 7 o'clock. Emporia State football opened its 2022 campaign with a strong 42-17 win over Northeastern State last Thursday night at Welch Stadium. The Hornets will be back in action this Thursday, 7 o'clock, against Central Oklahoma. The 2022 NFL season is inching closer and closer, which means 13 former Kansas State football players have found spots on NFL teams. All teams trimmed their rosters down to 53 active players and added practice squad members earlier this week. Of the 13 K-State players in the NFL, 8 are on defense and 7 are on offense. The longest tenured former Wildcats are Tyler Lockett, who's with Seattle, and Cornelius Lucas, who's with Washington. They're both entering their 8th season. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football, Marysville fell to Abilene 14-7. Wamego took Clay Center 45-6. Concordia over Chapman 26-20. Centralia down Valley Heights 34-14. Clifton Clyde beat Hanover 52-6. Chase County over Frankfort 60-8. Axtell ran away from Caperaville 82-38. Washington County shut out Donovan West 46-0. Lakeside edges Land 48-46, and Southern top Diller Odell 18-12.
A hard-fought season opener had the Marysville Bulldogs short to the Abilene Cowboys 14-7 Friday night. 7-0 Abilene lead in the first half. They scored with 8:41 to play in the second quarter. Timbrook found Brax Fisher on an 18-yard touchdown strike. Stockton Timbrook with a PAT for that 7-0 lead. Marysville answers back with 2:13 to play third quarter. Peyton Smith 5 yards out. Jack Lauer adds the tying PAT, 7-7. Abilene scores early in the fourth, 10:16 remaining. 6-yard touchdown Timbrook to Fisher again. Timbrook on the PAT, 14-7 final. Abilene snaps a 25-game losing skid. Marysville winless in their season opener will host Wamego Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierke.
KNDY.
And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. Well, they put them handcuffs on me. Lord, how I fought to resist. But they just clamped them tighter till that metal bit into my wrists. They took my belt and my billfold, my fingerprints and the profile of my face. Then they locked away the only hell my mama ever raised. Memories, take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama sing. Rock of Ages clip for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised.
Check. Oh, well, mama ever raised that you know of, you really don't want to know, though, do you? I am Rick Morgan. Hope you had a good Labor Day weekend. Enough college football yet? That's, for us football fans, we love it. My wife is like, you got to be kidding me. There's another one? Yeah, one more. Clemson, Georgia Tech tonight. So that'll wrap up a big college.